For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kylie. Workers at Ameren's Callaway Energy Center near Fulton will install a new multi-million-dollar piece of equipment later this year. Ameren says that a nuclear reactor vessel head, which it protects important parts of the reactor, will be installed during a refueling outage in a few months. Senior Director of Nuclear Operations Barry Cox says the outage is part of the center's routine.
We do a refueling outage every 18 months. It's not to the day 18 months, but it's approximately 18 months from refueling outage to refueling outage. And we will perform the refuel outage this fall in the mid-October timeframe.
The piece will replace a 30-year-old vessel head, which had been in use ever since the reactor opened in 1984. Ameren says it invested $145 million in the new part. It was originally shipped from Spain to New Orleans, and from New Orleans, the equipment made its way up both the Mississippi and Missouri rivers before reaching the Energy Center in Callaway County. The Callaway Energy Center supplies roughly 20% of Ameren's Missouri customers. The University of Missouri is planning a new center to help faculty improve their teaching practices and use of technology. The Vice Provost of Undergraduate Studies, Jim Spain, says the plans are only in their beginning stages, but the center is one of his top priorities. The Columbia Daily Tribune is reporting the 2020 Strategic Plan for Campus includes a proposal for the Teaching and Learning Excellence Center. The project is so new now that the center does not have a name, but Spain says he has set a deadline to have a list of proposed functions for the center ready by the end of the year. Spain says the university will likely spend between $400,000 and $500,000 on the center. Legislation pending before Missouri Governor Jay Nixon could allow medical school graduates to start seeing patients sooner. The bill would create a classification of assistant physician for graduates who have passed licensing exams but have not completed residency training. They would be allowed to provide primary care and prescribe drugs in rural or urban areas where there are shortages of doctors. Assistant physicians would be overseen by another doctor who would have to be physically present with them for at least the first month. The Missouri State Medical Association told the St. Louis Dispatch the proposal could help attract recent medical graduates to Missouri. Nixon has not said whether he will sign the legislation. Missouri customers will soon be able to buy motorcycles on Sundays. Governor Jay Nixon signed legislation today that will lift a ban on Sunday sales of motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles, personal watercraft, and other items typically sold by power sports dealers. The measure is scheduled to take effect August 28th. The legislation was championed by motorcycle riders and at least one Harley-Davidson dealer from the Kansas City area who told lawmakers he was losing Sunday business to a competitor in Kansas. The Missouri legislation does not repeal the state's ban on Sunday sales of cars and trucks. A 71-year-old Northwest Missouri man and his grandson plan to tackle this year's Missouri American Water Race with a homemade canoe. Ken Wadrick built the canoe they'll use in a grueling 3-day trek across Missouri out of wood from his farm in Northeast Concordia. A race official for the Missouri American Water MR340 named Scott Mansker says the homemade kits in previous races have been made from kits. He says it's unusual to see a canoe made from raw wood. For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kylie.